Welcome to the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and who specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physician Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars.
And welcome back, everyone, to the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you live today from our studios here in beautiful, sunny, tropical, a little bit gorgeous, Palm Beach, Florida. My name, as you know, is Dr. Perry Bard. I'm your co-host for today's live broadcast, and on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who is on assignment today, we want to welcome everyone. We definitely hope you're as excited as we are. We are super pumped. We're very, very excited. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, to have with us today one of the country's leading physicians and truly one of the real elite doctors from the great state of Virginia. We want to welcome our very, very special guest here today, Dr. Brian Robbins from Danville, Virginia. Welcome, Dr. Robbins.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bard. I appreciate you having me on today. It's a real privilege and honor. Thank you.
You bet. It's a real treat, and also, Dr. Robbins, definitely a real honor for us to have you with us today on our live broadcast. And, you know, for many of you who are first-timers to our national broadcast, which is really now more of an international broadcast, one of the things that our audience happens to really, really love about our show is not only do they get a chance to learn about some of the groundbreaking medical technology utilized by you, our spotlighted physician here today, Dr. Brian Robbins from Danville, Virginia, but also during our show, they really get an up-close and a very, very personal look from behind the curtain, if you will, as to why you, Dr. Robbins, have been so incredibly successful in your treatment protocols and your treatment options for a host of patients who suffer from back pain, who suffer from neck pain, joint pain, arm and leg pain, often caused by the stress of injuries, and just many of them who've never been injured but are just dealing with a lot of degenerative issues, in other words, wear and tear issues, specifically to certain parts of their body. And we're going to focus specifically on one of those parts right out of the gate. We're going to jump right into the deep end of the pool here today for something that you have national recognition in and something that you are known for. And it is an amazing treatment for spinal disc conditions, and it is known as non-surgical spinal decompression. Dr. Robbins, what is non-surgical spinal decompression?
Well, thank you, Dr. Bard. Non-surgical spinal decompression is one of the safest and one of the most exciting treatment options available to the physician today when treating disorders of the spine. We specialize in bulging and herniated discs, stenosis, sciatica, neuropathy, you know, discomfort of the neck and lower back. We've seen just a change in the way that physicians approach. You know, we used to just send folks off for surgery, and we just don't do that anymore. And one of the reasons is because of the great results, the great success we're having with spinal decompression. It was created by a medical doctor. It was, you know, they wanted to stop doing operations. They saw that the surgery was only helping a small percentage of the folks that had these back and neck disorders. And so they decided to try to come up with a new technology that would treat patients without them having to go through all the risks of surgery. And so I became acquainted with it myself when I herniated a disc in my lower back about 8 years ago. I was out doing some things I shouldn't have been doing. I was hand troweling 5 yards of concrete on a little project I had, and the next day I couldn't stand up. I was in a wheelchair. They took me to the to get treatment. And in our offices at the time, we had chiropractors, we had physical therapists, and we had medical doctors, and they worked on me solid almost every single day of the week, 6 days a week anyway. And I did that for 90 days with very little success. As a chiropractor, I have to bend all day long. I have to work on patients, and I really have to be healthy. And so when I was not getting any relief after 90 days, I was beginning to think my only option was back surgery. I actually had an MRI, and I was told, you have a herniated disc, you've got compression on the nerve that runs down your back and runs down the back of your leg. I was having, my leg was buckling. I was beginning to drag my foot a little bit, and it was just uncomfortable. I couldn't even stand up for 2 minutes. So I wasn't treating patients. I was out of action for 90 days, and I was staring surgery in the face. And not too many chiropractors come back to do what we do for a living after they have back surgery, just because it's so difficult on our own spines. And somebody told me about spinal decompression as a last option. I'd already had steroid shots. I already had chiropractic physical therapy. I was on my way to the knife, and I bought one of these tables, one of these decompression tables, to treat me. And 90 days later, I wasn't 100%, but I was real close, and my leg wasn't buckling anymore. I didn't have any more pain running down my leg. The back pain was 75-85% well. It took me about another month after that. I was one of the ones, I was very lucky. I was sitting on the fence, and I was able to be pulled back to this side and not have the surgery. And that's how I got introduced to spinal decompression in the first place. It's a super gentle technique. You lay on a table, and there's some belts that are placed around your hips, your waist, and then up around underneath your arms. And the table has a computerized, controlled traction-type module that works to stretch and to real gently just kind of work on that disc, and we can focus it right at the level where the disc has been either degenerated, where it's been bulging, or what's been herniated, and we can focus that decompressive traction type treatment so that it pulls pressure off that nerve, it pulls pressure off those joints, and it allows the disc to work its way back where it needs to be. And so it's a super easy thing to do. In fact, probably 50% of my patients, Doc, they end up snoring in that room. It's so comfortable to have it done. And there's really, compared to other medical treatments, it's virtually risk-free. You know, there's always risk with everything we do, but this is so minor that it really makes good sense for anybody that's having these types of problems to give spinal decompression a try before they ever think about going through and, you know, being cut on with a knife.
I think our listening audience now officially knows why I was so incredibly excited to have you as our guest on our international broadcast here, because unlike other physicians, you, Dr. Robbins, have really been down a very, very unique path. And there's an old saying, as you know, and that is not to do as I say, but do as I do. And I think one of the magical things of you, per se, is how not necessarily just sympathetic you become to the patient's situations, but also how empathetic you are to their situations. In other words, you clearly know the road that they've walked down based upon your own personal experience. And in sharing that with our listening audience, I think it's what puts you so far ahead of your peers. And in mentioning that, who are, in your experience, who are the best candidates from a symptom perspective for non-surgical spinal decompression?
Sure. Thank you for the kind comments. The folks that we see that do the best with this is folks that have herniated or bulging discs. Those are probably our number one and two candidates. Those who have degenerative discs, if they're having symptoms that really we go, oh, yeah, that person would do well. It's the folks who have low back pain, who have muscle spasms, who have discomfort shooting over into their hips. They may have leg pain or numbness and tingling radiating down the leg. Now, it doesn't have to go all the way down the leg. It could be just into the buttocks and hip or the lateral thigh. But many of my patients, it goes all the way down the leg as well. and it goes to the foot. These tables, it's really incredible, these decompression tables, because they treat the neck as well. So we have folks that come in that are having neck pain, that are having pain radiating across their top of their shoulders into their arm. We get folks that have numbness and tingling in their hands. So we see those type of folks as well. So those are the ones that just tend to do really, really well with spinal decompression.
That's incredible. We are coming to you live on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are joined here today by our most special guest here today, Dr. Brian Robbins from Danville, Virginia. And Dr. Robbins, would you be kind enough to share with our listening audience your contact information as far as your phone number, your website, where you're located?
Sure. So we're in Danville, Virginia, which is on the kind of the state line between between Virginia and North Carolina. On our website, if folks want to go and see some of the stuff that we do, it's DanvilleDiscSolutions.com. So that's our website. Our telephone number here is 434-793-0700. And we are located at 441 Piney Forest Road, and that's Danville, of course.
That's great. And, you know, I think it's interesting because one of the things that you are known for nationally is your protocols. In other words, your criteria for accepting patients, because obviously in a perfect world, you would be able to accept all the patients who, in essence, contact you for treatment. However, you have a very specific protocol with regards to who qualifies for this incredible treatment. And one of the things that you've remarked to me about was something known as an MRI. Can you share with our listening audience the importance of the MRI and how you utilize to determine whether a patient is a candidate, in other words, who qualifies for acceptance in your office?
The MRI, unfortunately, I've been practicing a little longer than I care to admit, but when I first graduated from medical school, they did not even have an MRI. The technology has been so incredible, the changes that have happened with technology, but the MRI is a piece of technology. It's a giant machine that you slide into. A lot of hospitals have them. Some outpatient imaging centers have them, but basically the MRI is like having X-ray vision. I mean, you get to look inside the body, and you don't just see bones like an X-ray shows us, but you actually can see in little teeny slices. You can take a look at the disc of the spine. You can look at the nerves. You can look at the space where the spinal cord is, and we can see if there's a herniated disc or a bulging disc that's putting pressure on those nerves that run out to the legs or run out to the arms. When we get that MRI, we can see exactly what's happening. We can see exactly how that disc is putting the pressure, where it's putting the pressure. And then what that really does is that allows us to be able to focus our decompression treatments at that specific level and at that specific angle so we can get the best possible outcome for the patient. So the MRI, it's not a big deal to go through. It's not painful. It's not uncomfortable. You do have to lay still for a little while as they take those pictures, but the patient has already got that MRI. You know, a lot of times we'll even do consultations for them just to tell them, hey, yeah, it looks like you're a real good candidate for spinal decompression to help. Or if not, you know, we're real honest and we tell them, no, it looks like this problem is way too far gone. Good doctor friend of mine told me, you know, every big problem started with a small problem. So if we can catch it when it's a small problem, we have so much better success than waiting to the end. But even those that feel like they're already, you know, well on their way, or even, you know, we have a good percent of our patients that have already had surgery who are now back again having the exact same pain. And, you know, we get that new MRI, and many times we can help them where that previous surgery didn't.
Well, I love that, and I love, more importantly, how you explain it so eloquently. And I love that saying. In other words, in essence, anyone who's ever had a major back problem has really started with a minor back problem first that unfortunately wasn't cared for, wasn't attended to, wasn't recognized. And I think that's one of the magical things about you is that you're an incredible communicator. And I think it's interesting because if you actually look in the dictionary under the definition of doctor, one of the definitions, as you know, Dr. Robbins, is teacher. And I think that's one of the incredible things that you've done so very well for your patients is you've empowered them. In other words, you've really put them in a position of control. And that at the end of the day, that's really what patients want. They want to be able to get back control over their life, over their lifestyle. And that's one of the incredible things about you and your clinic. And in telling our listening audience that, I think one of the interesting things about you is the simple fact that you could have practiced anywhere in the country with your pedigree, with your background, with your resume, with your history, with your experience. And instead, you decided to practice in, of all places, a very unique place, Danville, Virginia. Why did you choose Danville, Virginia to practice?
Well, Dr. Bard, thanks again. This is a neat little community. We didn't want – I've lived in large towns. I lived in small towns, and we chose Danville. We've lived in large towns, and prior to Danville, we had not lived in a small town. And we chose Danville because we wanted to raise our kids in a community that was, you know, there wasn't millions and millions of people here. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but we wanted our kids to be able to grow up kind of in the country. And we wanted them to grow up, you know, Virginia's known for its hospitality. It's known for its friendly people. And we wanted to be in a good working class, kind of agrarian rural community because of some values we wanted to teach our kids. And we wanted them to know what it was like to work, you know, and get their hands dirty. We live on a farm. We have animals, livestock, and different things. And so we wanted to raise them in that kind of a wholesome, great environment. And we just found Danville really met our needs when it came to, you know, to all those things and choosing a community. So that's kind of the reason we ended up here. We don't have any family right here. We didn't come here just, you know, because we were family or something like that. But it was really we chose Danville out of a list of not as long as my arm, to be honest with you, of different cities and different locations. But we're right at the edge of the Blue Ridge Mountains, and it's very green here. And it's just a great place to raise kids and a good place to practice as well.
You make it sound so attractive, and especially from our studios here in beautiful Palm Beach, Florida, which is really a resort area where individuals and patients come from all over the country to get their health back here in a beautiful part of the country. But the way you explain Danville is almost out of a movie, and it sounds so appealing and so attractive. And one of the things that you also have done so incredibly well and what you're known for is conjoining other types of treatments to get the best possible result for your patients. And one of those things that you mentioned previously was something known as laser therapy. Can you explain to our listening audience how laser therapy works in conjunction with non-surgical spinal decompression?
You know, I sure can. I was introduced to laser therapy. It's been around for a long time, but I had not taken the time to really look into laser therapy. And in my quest to help my patients and do as much as I can for them, we just got introduced to it actually really recently. And the research that focuses on laser and the effectiveness that we've seen already, I was a little skeptical to start with, to be honest with you. My wife always says I'm a skeptic, and I usually am until it's proven to me with either research or I find it out for myself. But I actually approached the laser company myself and asked them if I could borrow one of their laser units, and they let me borrow it. And they said, you can have it for 3 weeks or a month and just see if you like it. If you like it, great. Buy it. If not, send it back. And laser is a way that light is focused so intensely. You know, there's a type of laser that can cut through metal. There's a type of laser that can cut through tissue. Well, this is neither of those. This is a type of laser that's healing, that's soothing. And the primary effect it has is about up between 4 and 5 centimeters deep in the tissue. It creates, it stimulates the microcirculation. And we all know that if you have good circulation, then the things heal better. And so we're able to place this right over the spine, or if someone's having, you know, let's say carpal tunnel syndrome, or they're having tennis elbow or something like that that's not healing very well, those tendonitis, as you know, Doc, are tough to heal. And when we we use the laser on those, it stimulates that circulation, again, about 5 centimeters deep, and so we're able to get in there with a very calming and soothing type treatment that has just had some remarkable results for some really tough cases. And as I started out, when I borrowed it, because I wanted to treat, I had plantar fasciitis, which is really just tendonitis of the foot, and I wanted to try it on myself. I'd had the problem for about 9 months, and within 5 treatments, it was completely gone, and I was so astounded at the success I had with that I use it on every one of my patients now. Anybody that's starting off with a problem, that they come in and they say, you know, Doc, I'm just not getting well. I've got this problem that's been going on for a long time. That's the first thing we think about. Between the spinal decompression and the laser, we've got a pretty potent package now to treat these tough and resistant problems.
It's amazing. You know, you run such a high-tech office, but you have such a kind of a country doctor appeal, and I think that's one of the unique things that makes you so endearing and so magnetic. And you know, truth be told, our listening audience should know that I know you outside of this radio show, so you know, I get a chance to kind of brag on you a little bit. But you're so incredibly humble, such a modest doctor. You actually have the highest level of certification in non-surgical spinal decompression. Can you share a little bit about that in terms of your training, in terms of the qualifications to be, in essence, one of a very small group, really, nationally, to have this level of national certification through a university?
Sure. So spinal decompression hasn't been around that long, as we said earlier, and the research and some of the things are just coming together, so the movement nationally is growing. And not long ago, last year, I gained certification through Parker University, and I'm one of only 2 chiropractors in the state of Virginia that have a university certification in spinal decompression. And so I have been using spinal decompression for 7 or 8 years, ever since my injury, but it's just amazing the amount of research that I wasn't even aware of that's being done. You know, there's studies that have been done through Mayo and some Johns Hopkins researchers, places like that, showing the fantastic effectiveness of preventing back surgery using spinal decompression. And so I really was committed to becoming one of the best that I could as far as using this particular treatment modality. And that's what really spurred me to go down and get that certification. And so I guess that's, you know, we're all learning. As a physician, I look at every day as a learning opportunity. And so I don't want to say that I've reached the pinnacle, but certainly have upped my game in the last couple of years here, that's for sure.
Well, I think it's interesting because as much as we mentioned on the show previously that you are a teacher, you are a physician, but at the end of the day, you're also a student. You have an incredible thirst, an incredible hunger to really learn to put yourself, as you always have, in the best position to bring the best package for the patient. You're a five-star doctor. You run a 5-star practice, and I think the unique thing is you're such a 5-star guy. You're a 5-star family man. I can brag on you all day, man. I mean, it's that good, you know. And I think when the patients get a chance to meet you for the first time, they're wowed by you. I mean, they're really taken by you, and you know, just rightfully so. One of the things I think that also too is so unique and so distinct is your approach for trauma victims. In other words, one of the things that you're also known for is taking care of individuals, Dr. Robbins, with who are unfortunately who have suffered the after effects of auto trauma or an automobile accident. In your opinion, why is it so important for patients who have been involved in an automobile accident to be seen right away in lieu of just waiting for the symptoms to present at some later date? Why is it important to be seen with some degree of urgency?
Well, I've been practicing for 27 years, and I've seen this cycle that happens with folks. You know, cars are meant to be able to handle the impacts and the forces when two vehicles come together. I mean, they're made so that they distribute those forces, but unfortunately, the human body was not made to be able to handle that. And so what happens a lot of times is that we can have these injuries that take place, and it sets this kind of chain of events going forward where we start to develop degenerative changes, degenerative arthritis in the spine. And sometimes it can be painful, but sometimes it's not, you know, it's not significantly painful in the beginning, but then it starts to ramp up as the days and the months go on. So sometimes I get folks that will come into the office and they really didn't have a whole lot of pain when they first started with an accident. I mean, they had some, but it wasn't, you know, severe. And then it just keeps going and building and going and building. And by the time we get them to our office, you know, a year or 2 years later, we take x-rays, and all of a sudden they've got all this degenerative arthritis that's sitting in there. And now it's, you know, many times it's permanent at that point. And so we really encourage people, of all the things we treat, the sooner you catch the problems that come from motor vehicle accident injuries, just the better outcomes, the better possibility you're not going to have, you know, degenerative disc disease and degenerative arthritis down the road. So my experience has always been, as the guy on Andy Griffith used to say, nip it in the bud. If we can nip it in the bud, we can really get a handle on it.
So where does the time go? This has been one of the quickest shows in history, only because you're such a great communicator and you've got so much goodness, Dr. Robbins, to share. We were joined here today on the live broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show by really one of the elite state, not just in the state of Virginia, but also nationally, Dr. Brian Robbins from Danville, Virginia. And in closing, Dr. Robbins, would you be kind enough one more time to just share your contact information with our listening audience on our live broadcast here today?
Sure. That telephone number is 434-793-0700. That's 434-793-0700, or they can go on the web to danvillediscsolutions.com.
You know, you're such an amazing guest. The time went so fast today. We'd love to have you back on another broadcast. Would you be kind enough in the future, Dr. Robbins, to take time out of your busy schedule? We know how super busy you are. We know how much juice you're squeezing out of those 24 hours, but to join us again on another broadcast, you've been such an incredible guest.
I'd be glad to. Thank you so much.
Great, and I want to thank our incredible, loyal listening audience. You guys are amazing. We read your reviews. You guys are over the top, and our audience is so broad now, not just nationally but internationally, and we want to thank you guys for that and joining us here from our studios here in Palm Beach, Florida, for our live broadcast. And on behalf of my Dr. Eric Kaplan, I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. And until next time, when we see you on the live broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, make it a great one, and we will see you next time.
We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.